for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
This is a 2021 November Zoom meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Deborah Bales is hosting this meeting with Lake Hamilton Bible Camp's director, Mira Miller. This is Friday evening, November the 19th, 2021. Kerna and Gene Williams are the speakers. Jean Williams is speaking first. Her title is A Vision of the Dry Bones. Kerna Williams is teaching next. His title is A Warning Dream of the Vaccine.
This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
I was blessed by that word that my wife gave. It also touched my heart as I was also sitting there. And I know that many of you were blessed also. First of all, before we get started, we want to first acknowledge God. And we want to acknowledge Jesus Christ, who has the preeminence. He himself is first. Before we do anything, we must first recognize Jesus Christ as being Lord.
Amen.
And we also recognize the precious Holy Spirit. He's very precious. To Director Merrill and his family, Sister Patty, Brother Kevin, thank God for your labors, and God bless you. To the congregation at large who's observing, God bless each and every one of you, and we pray that after this is over, that many of you will be tremendously blessed in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Turn with me to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 33. The book of Ezekiel, chapter 33, let's look at verses 1 through 6. That's the book of Ezekiel one more time, chapter 33, verse 1 through 6. I'm coming from the Amplified Bible. In verse 1, the Bible says, And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, speak to your people, the Israelite captives in Babylon, and say to them, When I bring the sword upon a land, and the people of the land take a man from among them, and make him their watchman. Verse 3, If when he sees the sword coming upon the land, he blows the trumpet and warns the people. Verse 4, That whosoever hears the sound of the trumpet and does not take warning, and the sword comes and takes him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. Look at verse 5 closely. He heard the sound of the trumpet and did not take warning. His blood shall be upon himself, but he who takes warning shall save his life. Look at the next verse, verse 6. But if the watchman sees the sword coming and does not blow the trumpet, and the people, God has a love and concern for the people, and the people are not warned, and the sword comes and takes any of them, he is taken away in and for his perversity and iniquity, but his blood shall I require at the watchman's hands.
Wow.
This has been a trying time for me. Many times God will speak to you to see if you will manifest the watchman's ministry. God will give you a revelation. He will give you insight. To see if you will be a voice, to see if you are willing to pass the test. I want to use as a subject tonight, a warning dream of the vaccine. Many times God will put his prophets and his watchmen in position to see if you will walk in obedience. It's amazing to me that he gave me for tonight a warning dream of the vaccine. And for tomorrow, he gave me another dream of Joe Biden in the White House. And I'm saying to myself, who am I, Lord? I'm a worm. But when God speaks, we must be obedient. So the subject matter tonight is a warning dream of the vaccine. Recently my wife was having a conversation with a friend. And my wife was told by the friend that they had taken two jabs and will refuse to take the booster jab. The friend advised to my wife that strange blood clots had appeared on their legs, and their physician was sending them to a specialist. Now, that was a conversation that went forward with my wife and a friend. In Malachi chapter 3, verse 16, that's Malachi chapter 3, verse 16. Once again, the book of Malachi chapter 3, verse 16, of the Amplified Bible, the Bible said, "Then those who feared the Lord talked often one to another, and the Lord listened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him of those who reverenced and worshipfully feared the Lord and who thought on his name." Notice what the scripture says. The Lord listened and heard it. The Lord listened and heard it. Now, whether you know it or not, believers, there are times you carry a conversation, the Lord listens and he hears it. I remember a time I said I wasn't going to do a conference in Jacksonville, Florida. And I told my wife, I'm not going to do that conference. People are not supportive. That night I had a prophetic dream of a glowing man. He came to me in the Holiday Inn in Jacksonville, Florida. He said, "Here's the money to do the conference, and you will do the conference." There are times when God hears what we say. The Lord listened and heard it. Day and night, God hears what we say. And to those who fear him and understanding this will affect how you say and what you say. Our loving Father is a holy, divine eavesdropper. Let me say that again, and I say that with humor. He is a holy, divine eavesdropper, and he eavesdrops on what we say. The Lord heard the conversation between my wife and her friend. That night, the day of that conversation, that night, I had a dream. I had a visitation of the Lord through a prophetic dream. I had a dream that same night, and it was a colorful cinerama type dream of being an observer. And listen to me closely, saints. I say this out of love. I was an observer in the dream. Now, this is the Lord's doing, this dream, in Bishop T.D. Jakes' church, or Bishop Pastor T.D. Jakes' church. And before I share the dream, I want to say I have the utmost respect for Bishop Pastor T.D. Jakes. And from personal observation, he appears to be a good man. And in reality, I don't really know him. I'm just releasing what the Holy Spirit has given me in the night seasons. But how many of you know that God knows? In Psalm chapter 16, verse 7, that's Psalm chapter 16, verse 7 of the Amplified, the Bible says, "I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel, advice, instruction. Yes, my heart instructs me in the night seasons." God will speak to our spirit man in the night season. And he will give us revelation, or he will give us instruction or destiny. Again, in the dream, I was an observer in Bishop Pastor T.D. Jakes' church. Three elderly black women, precious looking women, came up to me and said the following that touched my heart while I was an observer in the dream in the church. What they said to me brought me to tears in the dream. Here's what they said. "We took the jab, and now we have pus in our eyes of bacterial inflammation. We have deterioration of body organs, and we have blood clots in our legs. Then I remembered the conversation in the natural that my wife had of the blood clot on the legs of a friend. In the dream, then one of the elderly black women came up to me and said these words, "I obey God and my pastor." Continual observance in the dream revealed that Bishop Pastor T.D. Jakes was ministering in favor of the vaccines, the jab, while walking down in the church hallways. Continual observance revealed a small group of men and women were acting excited about the jab at first, but on the contrary, deep down inside their hearts, they felt deceived. Let me say that again. They felt first excited about the jab, but deep down in their precious, loving hearts, they felt deceived as if that they were under a strong delusion or mass deception. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 10 and 12. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 10 and 12. The Bible warns of a coming strong delusion. Apostle Paul, in writing to the church at Thessalonica, and by unlimited seductions to evil with all wicked deception for those who are perishing, going to perdition because they did not welcome the truth, but refused to love it, that they might be saved. Therefore, God shall send upon them a misleading influence, a working of error, a strong delusion to make them believe what is false, in order that all may be judged and condemned who did not believe and who refused to adhere to, trust in, and rely on the truth, but instead took pleasure in unrighteousness. What is the definition of a delusion? A delusion is a wandering or straying about. One led astray from the right way. Let's look at that definition again. One led astray from the right way. A mental straying, error, a wrong opinion relative to morals or religion. A wrong mode of acting, error that was leads into error, deceit, or fraud. In my heart, I believe this COVID-19, the jab, is a strong global delusion of mass depopulation and error. Listen to me, saints. Preparing this message was really tough for me and prayerful for me. Listen to me. The word COVID spelled backwards in the Hebrew is divok. Now you take the word COVID, C-O-V-I-D, and you spell COVID backwards. It's D-I-V-O-C, divok. Divok in Hebrew means possession of an evil spirit. COVID spelled backwards in Hebrew is spelled divok, and divok in Hebrew means possession of an evil spirit. Divok is a term derived from the Hebrew word dibuk, D-Y-B-B-U-K, D-Y-B-B-U-K, which is an evil spirit capable of possessing other creatures. Divok, D-Y-B-B-U-K, is the soul of an evil person whose soul wants to evade the punishment and tries to stay on this dimension by possessing another body. Divok is an open source project from India to help rapid rollout of digital credentials for vaccination programs in India. Another name for Divok is used in India as part of the vaccination program. There are a lot of cryptic definitions in the word COVID. The word cryptic means mysterious in meaning, or secret occultic type meanings. After the prophetic dream, humbly I needed more confirmation as to what the Spirit of the Lord was saying to me. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 15, that's 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 15 of the Amplified Bible. The Bible says, but the spiritual man tries all things. He examines, He investigates, he inquires into, he questions and discerns all things, yet is himself to be put on trial and judged by no one. He can read the meaning of everything. I love that. He can read the meaning of everything, but no one can properly discern or appraise or get insight into him. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 20. That's 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 20. To prove or test all things. In other words, as a believer, we just don't accept the appearance of that. As a believer, we have to investigate, discern, examine, and prove whether this is of God. I began to do some research. I read an article called The Chronicle in Winston-Salem's oldest newspaper. And in The Chronicle, it came out July 21st, 2021. And here's what was posted in that article in The Chronicle. Bishop Jakes headlined the panel about the church COVID-19 vaccines. One speaker on the panel said that vaccinations are the only way for the black community to be protected and to be safe. A YouTube video, February 22nd, 2021. Faith in the vaccine with Bishop Pastor T.D. Jakes and Devon Franklin. Faith. Faith in the vaccine. In Psalms chapter 118, verse 8, Psalms chapter 118, verse 8, it is better to trust and take refuge in the Lord than to put confidence in a man.
That's right.
Our faith should be in the blood of Jesus and not some man-made poison. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. But wicked men and apostles will go from bad to worse, deceiving and leading astray others and being deceived and led astray themselves. But as for you, continue to hold to the thing that you have learned, of which you are convinced, knowing from whom you have learned them.
Yes.
In Matthew chapter 24, verse 4, that's St. Matthew chapter 24, verse 4, the Bible, Jesus answered them to be careful that no one misleads you. Let me say that again. Jesus answered them to be careful that no one misleads you, deceiving you, and leading you into error. Be on guard. For in time, mass deception via pharmaceuticals. In Luke chapter 21, verse 36, that's the book of Luke chapter 21, verse 36, Jesus said, keep awake then and watch at all times. Watch at all times. Be discreet, attentive, and ready, praying that ye may have the full strength and ability, and you may be counted worthy to escape. Worthy to escape. Escape what? To escape all those things taken together that will take place and to stand in the presence of the Son of Man. Jesus wants believers to be watchmen. Mm-hmm. To watch and to pray that you may be counted worthy to escape. I read another article. It's called the Interfaith America, and this article came out February 1st, 21. Dr. Anthony Fauci has been making rounds virtually at various discussions with black medical experts and black clergy, and he has also endorsed the direct involvement of religious groups and among other possibilities for vaccine distribution in communities of color. Dr. Fauci agreeing with Bishop Pastor T.D. Jakes at an Unpacking the COVID-19 Vaccine discussion. The main speakers there were Fauci and Jakes. There was an article called A Safe Space, October 13th, 21. Safe Space. Black pastors promote vaccination from the pulpit. The prophetic dream warning not only applies to black clergymen, but clergymen of color, clergymen of other nationalities who are preaching in favor of the vaccine from the pulpits of America and globally, and are recipients of filthy lucre. That word filthy lucre means you're preaching in favor of something that's dishonest gain. The money you're getting is dishonest gain at the lives of millions of people. Those who deal in the forbidden are guilty of filthy lucre, shameful, dishonest gain money. In Romans chapter 2, verse 11, that's Romans chapter 2, verse 11, for God shows no partiality, undue favor, or unfairness. With him, one man is not different from another. The prophetic dream warning applies to all clergymen, regardless of race, creed, system of religious beliefs, or color. Preaching in favor of the vaccine, the jab from the pulpit, sending God's sheep to the slaughter in the name of filthy lucre, dishonest gain. Pastors are supposed to have a shepherd's heart. Pastors are supposed to love the people. They're supposed to love the sheep. They're supposed to protect the sheep. In Jude verse 11, that's the book of Jude verse 11. In the book of Jude verse 11, the Bible says, woe to them, for they have run riotously in the way of Cain, who was a murderer. And they have abandoned themselves for the sake of gain, or the sake of finances, or for the sake of money. Turn with me to 2 Kings chapter 1, the book of 2 Kings chapter 1. Let's look at verses 1 through 3. Once again, the book of 2 Kings chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. Now, before I read that those three scriptures, let me say something. America has summoned Beelzebub into her pulpits. Beelzebub is the god of medicine, which is another name for Beelzebub, the god of medicine. In 2 Kings chapter 1, verse 1, the Bible says, Moab rebelled against Israel after the death of Ahab. Verse 2 says, King Ahaziah fell down through a lattice in his upper chamber in Samaria and lay sick. He sent messengers saying, go ask Beelzebub, the god of the Philistines, the god of Ekron, if I shall recover from this illness. But look at verse 3. But the angel of the Lord said to Elijah the Tishbite, arise, go up to meet the messengers of the king in Samaria and say to them, is it because there is no God in Israel that you are going to inquire of Beelzebub, the god of Ekron? In other words, King Ahaziah died at the hands of physicians who were called the representatives of Beelzebub. Let me say that again. King Ahaziah died at the hands of physicians who were called the representatives of Beelzebub, or should we call them the physicians of Beelzebub, the god of Ekron, the god of medicine. The priests of Beelzebub could not cure King Azariah for these reasons. He relied on the priests of Beelzebub first. He relied on the spiritual forces of his day and then not inquire of the Lord first. Without any thought of inquiring of the God of Israel, God pronounced the judgment of death on Ahaziah. Let me say something. Saints of God, David inquired of the Lord. David would not move until he first inquired of the Lord. Proverbs 3:6 says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy paths. King Ahaziah sought the Beelzebub physicians, the Beelzebub priests, the Beelzebub messengers, before he inquired of the Lord. And God told the prophet, well, you tell him, since he inquired of a physician for her, then guess what? His judgment was death. I know this is a hard message for some. It was hard for me. Notice that they thought the God of the Philistines, Beelzebub, could cure the sick and afflict them through medicines. They sought healing and protection from satanic pharmaceuticals, induced methods of sorcery and pharmakia deception. And God was not pleased. God was not pleased. God was not pleased with that. Representatives of Beelzebub priests are crying out from the mass media. Representatives of Beelzebub priests are crying out now from the pulpits of America. Representatives of Beelzebub priests are crying out globally and internationally. Representatives of the Beelzebub priests are crying out, saying, take the jab, take the jab, take the jab. Every one of you listening to me, David inquired of the Lord. I believe that prophetic dream, the Lord has a concern not only for the black community, but for all communities, that they are seeking the Beelzebub representatives, they are seeking those physicians and not seeking the Lord about that matter. Pastors and leaders, are you inquiring of the Lord before you invoke your congregation to take the jab? King David inquired of the Lord before he stepped out into the unknown. Or have others stepped into the unknown to save God's people from any hurtful future repercussions? Turn with me to 1 Samuel chapter 23. That's 1 Samuel chapter 23. Let's look at verses 1 through 3. 1 Samuel chapter 23, verses 1 through 3. When David was told, look, the Philistines are fighting against Keilah and are looting the threshold floor, the threshing floors, he inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I go up to attack those Philistines? God gave him an answer. And the Lord answered him, go attack the Philistines and save Keilah. But David's men said to him, here in Judah we are afraid. How much more then if we go to Keilah against the Philistine forces? Pastors and leaders, the question is not only have you inquired of the Lord, but have you done your research of the ingredients in the jab before you send your sheep or your congregation to the slaughter? Have you researched those ingredients before you march your congregation off into an experimental no man's land? I read an article the other day, and here's what the article said. Said the following. If you believe that people need to be injected with carcinogens, a substance capable of causing cancer in the living tissue, toxins or poisonous substances, aborted fetal cells, animal DNA, parasites, animal plants or organisms that lives in or on another animal or plant, antibiotics, fungi, fungus, insecticides, disinfectants, and so on, in order to be healthy, then you may need to reevaluate who the real conspiracy theorist is. Now, that article was down to the point. And we are to pray for our pastors. We are to pray for our leaders. We are to pray for our pastors and our leaders that they repent for destroying lives for dishonest gain. Let me cry that phrase out again. We need to pray for our pastors and we need to pray for our leaders that they themselves will have a Jesus moment, that they will repent for destroying lives for what? For dishonest gain. Turn with me to the book of Ezekiel chapter 22. The book of Ezekiel chapter 22, verse 27. That's the book of Ezekiel chapter 22. Let's look at verse 27. Her princes, her rulers in the midst of her are like wolves, rending and devouring the prey, shedding blood and destroying lives, and destroying lives to get honest gain. Look what the Bible says in Exodus chapter 18, verse 21. That's the book of Exodus chapter 18, verse 21 of the Amplified. One more time. The book of Exodus chapter 18, verse 20, 21. Moreover, you shall choose able men from all the people, God-fearing men of truth who hate unjust gain, and place them over the thousands and the hundreds and the fifties and the tens to be their rulers. God knows why he gave me that prophetic warning of the vaccine. I'm just a messenger. I'm just a watchman. I'm being obedient to what the Lord has given me. I have one last article and we're going to end right there. I thought it was a very touching article. The name of this article is called The Children of the Beast, a prophetic warning. A few days ago on July 11, 2021, my wife Allison had a prophetic dream. She has them from time to time, and this one is really concerning. When the dream started, I was in the hospital standing in line for vaccination. I was in the hallway at the opening of one of the clinical rooms. I was standing in the threshold hole waiting for my turn. There was a gentleman in front of me who walked into the room to receive the vaccine. The door was open so I could see what was going on. The room was a typical clinical room. It had cabinets and counters and drawers with medical supplies. There were two medical staff members inside. One was a female nurse. One was a male orderly. They were both wearing white scrubs. The gentleman in front of me was told to sit in a chair. The nurse opened an official medical box containing vaccine vials. I watched all of this take place from the doorway. She took one of the vials, attached a siren to it, and inserted it into the upper arm of the man. After she injected it, I knew I was next, so I walked into the room and stood by the man who was seated in the chair. She began preparing another siren for my jab. She opened the package and loaded the siren with the jab, vaccine. In my heart, I didn't want the shot. In my heart, I did not want the shot, so I told her, I don't want this. The reaction from two of them was surprise and anger. She answered, what mean you don't want it? I said it again. No, I don't want it. They became more angry and insistent. You have to get it. You can't say no to us. But I held my ground. I kept saying no. As I argued, the man who had just been jabbed began to convulsing. He was still in his chair, and his body shook violently. It was some kind of seizure. His hands shook uncontrollably. The reaction was disturbing and severe. The nurse and orderly attended to him. They tried to help him, but his body continued to brutally shake. Suddenly, I was in a new location, she said. It was a downtown area of a large city. I don't know what city it was, but the infrastructure revealed it was a fairly sizable town. It was sort of plaza that was full of people. They were dressed professionally, like they were going to work, shopping, or returning home. A few of them were wearing suits, men as well as women. It was a typical day with people walking about. I was standing in the middle of the plaza as they walked past me, and a few of them were talking on the phone. What I saw next amazed me after they received the vaccine. All of the people around me had a pair of horns growing out of their heads. I was appalled. The horns appeared devilish, and the people didn't seem to mind. To them, the horns were normal. They seemed okay with these horns growing out of their head. They walked about with a sense of pride, and all of them was aware of these horns. They also knew that the horns gave them an affiliation with the governmental coalition that ruled over them. They loved it. They loved the change that the horns gave them. As they passed one another, they smiled and gave approval to each other's horns after the vaccine. The horns grew in pairs. They were about 12 inches long It grew out of the top of the forehead of the hairline at about 45 degree angle. There was a wide variety of them. Some were black, some were mottled, some had rings that grew along the whole length, and some were beginner's horns with small buds. The growth rate and size of the horns were based on when they had been inoculated. Now, the horns also had a spiritual significance, and they conveyed a loyal allegiance for everyone to see. They were a testimony and a tribute to the government and system that had what inoculated them. I was shocked and sad, distraught and confused at the display. Why were they happy about this? It was not a good thing. The horns had changed them. The horns had changed them. They were no longer humans on free will. The vaccine had turned them into infernal creatures that was very gross. Evil had taken over the community, and people were no longer the same. To my listeners, we're in a time where you're going to have to take the word of the Lord as David took it. He inquired of the Lord. I believe that if David was here today, he would first inquire of the Lord before he took the jab. And knowing King David, he would also do some research of the ingredients before he had something injected into his body that would affect him in the future. This is a warning drink. God gives warnings because he loves his people. I've done what he wanted me to do through the dream, and I gave the scriptures, and I pray that many of you heard what was said. I believe by faith that God's word is forever settled in heaven, and we know in our heart that God has spoken, then we have nothing to fear or nothing to be afraid of. Father, I thank you for this prophetic dream warning. I know you're separating the sheep from the goats right now. Father, we know that it is darkness in Egypt, but it's light in Goshen. And Father, I pray a discerning heart will come upon the body of Christ, will come upon the ecclesia. And many will inquire of the Lord first. They will not be like King Ahaziah to seek out the Beelzebub priests of medicine. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus, this message tonight will convict many hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit and touch many hearts. And I pray that many will consult the Holy Spirit and not try to rationalize, Father. And even at this time, many are caught up in the paralysis of analysis. But I pray that the Holy Spirit, they will request the Holy Spirit to minister to their hearts and their minds as to what they should do in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. All right. I want to give the Lord a praise right now. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. All right. Let's get started into deliverance ministry. I hope that many of you were blessed by what happened. Many of you can stretch a minute or two here and we get ready to minister deliverance. I've been hearing a lot of medical problems. A lot of people need healing. Healing and deliverance. Okay, let's get started. Let's pray. I want everybody to begin to pray. If there's any unforgiveness, any bitterness or resentment, unforgiveness, bitterness, or resentment towards anyone living or dead. And it amazes me that I know people where someone is deceased, but they're still bitter towards them. They still have hatred. They still have unforgiveness towards them. So I want you at this time to ask the Holy Spirit to assist you and to help you to shine the light and fire of the Holy Spirit on any area of your life where you feel that you're holding unforgiveness or bitterness and resentment, and make your peace with God at this time. I'll give you a few moments. Okay. If you're finished, then you can raise your head. We're going to get started. Father God, we pray for Brother Ray that just came up. We pray that, Lord, he's in the valley of decision, Lord, about his field of employment, area of employment. And, Lord, he needs prayer in that area. Whether if he doesn't take the jab, then his employment is on the line. And I pray that, Father God, in Jesus Christ's name, that as he inquires to you, that you will speak to your son, you will give him counsel, you will give Ray the counsel, Lord, and you will give him the insight that he needs how to handle this situation. I pray, Father, that you will minister to him. He will know what to do and how to go about doing it in Jesus Christ's name. All right, if we all finish, let's get started. Praise the Lord. Father, right now in Jesus Christ's name, we bind all demonic strong men in the heavens, all principalities and powers and rules of darkness, master spirits, in the name of Jesus. We bind every strong man operating in us, as well as myself, and the people in Jesus' name. We bind every demonic strong man beneath our feet, and we bind every demonic strong man that would try to give aid or assistance in Jesus Christ's name. And Father, we command these spirits right now, Lord, to come out, and we command them to go where Jesus Christ would send them. Now, Father, we pray, Lord, that, Lord, you reveal a prophetic word, dream of a tsunami wave of healing, a tsunami wave of the move of God. And Father, I just pray tonight, Lord, that there will be a tsunami wave that will come in amidst the body of Christ and bring healing and bring deliverance in Jesus Christ's name. All right, I come against all allergy spirits rooted in fear and lack of unforgiveness, all allergies, feelings of being inadequate, feelings of being insignificant, feelings of sorrow, feelings of anxiety, feelings of stress. All allergy spirits come out now in Jesus Christ's name. The Bible says a merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit can also affect the bone. I come against allergies right now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, allergies, go. Out of the people, out now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, out of there now in Jesus' name. I break all curses of allergies in Jesus' name. I break all family line curses of allergies in the name of Jesus. Come on, go in Jesus. Sinus problems, go in Jesus Christ's name. I come against asthma right now, hay fever, sore throat. Come out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. I bind the spirit of premature death through asthma, where the enemy is trying to bring a premature death through asthma. Go, come out of the people now. Out in Jesus Christ's name. Go in Jesus Christ's name. Come out of there now. Asthma, go in Jesus Christ's name. I come against hay fever. Go in Jesus Christ's name. It says mucus in the eyes. Go in Jesus Christ's name. All right, lung problems. Come on. Shortness of breath and lung problems. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. Come on. Shortness of breath. Come on. And lung problems. Come on. Out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. I want everybody to give me one cough, because there's some stubborn spirits out here that are stubborn. Give me one cough. Come on. Out of there now. Out of there now, lung problems, respiratory problems. Come out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. Go in the name of Jesus. Alzheimer's. I come against Alzheimer's. Go. Self-rejection, anger, abuse, self-guilt. Come out now in Jesus Christ's name. Negative thinking can cause Alzheimer's. Go in Jesus Christ's name. Negative thinking, whether white corpuscles have developed a deviant behavior, destroying the body. Come out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against anemia. All anemia spirits, go in Jesus' name. Come on, anemia. You've probably been taking B12 shots, and I command the anemia to come out now in Jesus' name. Come on, out of there now. Out of there now in the name of Jesus. I command the chemical and electrical frequencies to be in harmony and balance with your body in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on. Out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. Go in Jesus Christ's name. I command all sick cells, all the cells that are sickly in your body, to be renewed and to be made vibrant And I command them to come out of you now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. Go in Jesus' name. I loose the spirit of burning, which is the Holy Spirit, to burn the enemy out. Isaiah 4:4. God, the Lord says, I will cleanse the daughters of Zion with the spirit of judgment and spirit of burning. I loose the spirit of burning on the strongholds of the enemy. Go, come out of the people now in Jesus Christ's name. Yes. Come on, vampire spirit, draining spirit. You feel drained. You feel, come on, vampiric spirits, out in Jesus Christ's name. Aneurysm. We ask the Lord Jesus to lay hands on top of your head to dissolve any aneurysm that's trying to set up in your head. Come on, out of there, aneurysm. Out in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against anger, rage, pride, rejection, hurt feelings, bitterness, wrath, resentment. I even come against bad temper. Go in Jesus Christ's name. Go in Jesus Christ's name. Father, we pray for Patricia right now. Lord, that in the COVID situation that she's in, and we ask the presence of the Holy Spirit to visit her, whether she's in that hospital or that medical area. We ask that the Holy Spirit will begin to minister and to visit her now in Jesus Christ's name. I command angina pain, angina rooted in fear, anxiety, and stress. Come out now in the name of Jesus. Come on, angina, go. Go in Jesus Christ's name. Go in Jesus Christ's name. Problems in the ankles. Problems in your ankle. Go in Jesus Christ's name. Problems in the ankle. Problems in the legs. Legs mean your support. Some of you feel like you're in a relationship that's not supporting you. Then you're going to have to find that godly relationship. Come out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. Yeah. False support, go. False support, go. Go out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. Anorexia nervosa. Anorexia nervosa. A self-imposed diet that you created that's not working. Where the enemy is trying to set up in your body and cause you to be frail, fatigued, and exhausted. Come out now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, out of there now in the name of Jesus. Bulimia, forced vomiting, where you just make yourself vomit. Come on, out of there now. Out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. Abuse of laxative, abuse of diuretics. Go in Jesus Christ's name. I come against being emotionally upset. Dry skin, brittle hair, depression, mood swings in your personality. Go in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, mood swings, out of the people and let them go. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. We declare war. We decree war against every stronghold that's set up in a believer's life right now in the name of Jesus. I break the curse of the Antichrist spirit. Come out of there now. Antichrist spirit, go in Jesus' name. Anxiety spirit and childhood anxiety. You were a victim of incest. You were a victim of rape. You were a victim of abuse. I command right now spirits of rape and spirits of incest and spirits of abuse to come out of you now in Jesus Christ's name. You've been silent about it. You've been holding back. But we command those spirits to come out of you now. Yeah, and go. Come out of you now. Come out of you now in the name of Jesus and go in Jesus' name. Argumentative spirit, where you argue, rooted in pride and selfishness, go in Jesus' name. Argumentative spirit, come out now in the name of Jesus. Go in Jesus Christ's name. Arthritis, rooted in self-hatred, rooted in rejection. Arthritis rooted in self-hatred and rejection. Come out now in Jesus' name. Rejection. Nobody loves me. Nobody cares about me. Nobody understands me. Childhood rejection. Come out now. Go in the name of Jesus. We command those demons to come out of you. And we ask the Father in Jesus' name to release a creative miracle into your life now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, out of there now in Jesus' name. We come against autism. becoming an autoimmune diseases. Go, go, go in Jesus Christ's name. All right, all backlog problems. Come on, out of the back, out of the vertebrae, out of the spine. Go, go in the name of Jesus. Come on, out of the muscles, out of the vertebrae, out of the nervous system. Go, out of the nerves. Go in Jesus' name. All back problems. Go. We even break curses of back problems where you keep falling and hurting your back, and we command these curses to come out of you now in the name of Jesus. I come against the curse of baldness. You say, why don't my hair grow? I don't care what I do to my hair, it won't grow. I break the family line curse of baldness off of you and command baldness to come out and go where Jesus Christ will send you. I come against Bell's palsy. Bell's palsy. I cast the spirit of Bell's palsy out of you now in the name of Jesus. Come on. Come on out of that Bell's palsy. Out of that Bell's palsy. Go. Go in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. I come against bladder infection. Bladder infections. Bladder infections. Come out now. Excessive urination. Excessive urination. Come out now in the name of Jesus. I come against excessive urination. I come against bedwetting in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, come on, go in Jesus' name. Trouble in the bones. Trouble in the bones. Go, go in Jesus' name. Psalms 31 verse 10, envy and jealousy can cause your bone to weaken. Envy and jealousy can cause your bones to weaken. Come on, out of there now. Bone problems. Go in Jesus Christ's name. Consumption of the bones, go in Jesus' name. Psalm 6 verse 2, where your bones are consuming, go, go, out of the people now. Command you to go where Jesus Christ will send you. I come against irritable bowel syndrome. Irritable bowel syndrome. Come on, out of there now in Jesus' name. Bowel problems rooted in fear. Problems in your lower intestine, in your bowels rooted in fear. Being abandoned, being rejected. Self-rejection and being in bitterness and self-hatred. Go, go. Come on, out of the people now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, come on. Father, we ask that the holy angels will come and help us war and to set the captives free, to bring deliverance to the captives in the name of Jesus. I come against bursitis. Come on, bursitis. Go, go in Jesus Christ's name. Cancer spirits, all the cancer spirits, line up right now and come out of the people now. All cancer spirits, tumors, go. Curses of cancer through stress and through fear, through bad eating habits. Come out now in the name of Jesus. Come on, cancer. Come on, cancer. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. Breast cancer, breast tumor, tumors on the breast. Dry up right now. Dry up. We release a creative miracle and we command those tumors on the breast to come out now in Jesus Christ's name. Colon cancer, go, go in Jesus' name. Rooted in bitterness and slander of the tongue. Colon cancer, if it's not an eating habit, if it's not generational curse, it can be rooted in bitterness and slander of the tongue. Come out of there now in the name of Jesus. Come on, spirit of death and destruction through cancer. You fear dying of cancer. You shall live and not die and declare the glory of the Lord. God is not finished with you yet. In Acts chapter 13, the Bible says David did not die until he had fulfilled his purpose. You're a purpose man, a purpose woman with a purpose, and God is not finished with you yet. I come against leukemia. Leukemia, come on, come on, come on, leukemia, out of the people now. Out, 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 rank and file. Go, go, leukemia, in the name of Jesus Christ. Ovarian cancer. Ovarian cancer, come out of there now in Jesus' name. Pancreatic cancer, rooted in self-bitterness, self-rejection, self-hatred, self-rejection again. Go in Jesus' name. Prostate cancer in men. I come again, I break all curses of prostate cancer in the man and command you to come out in Jesus' name. I come against blood poisons and blood contaminants from intravenous injection. Any type of blood contamination in your body, I command that to come out of there now in Jesus Christ's name, and that God will release in Jesus' name a creative miracle in your bloodstream, and that the DNA of the blood of Jesus Christ will begin to flow through your bloodstream. The DNA of Yeshua will flow through your bloodstream in the name of Jesus. Throat cancer, malignant tumors, go in Jesus Christ's name. Go in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, out of there now. In Jesus Christ's name.
I come against the spirit of diabetes right now in Jesus' name, where you have excessive urination. You're always thirsty. Come out now in Jesus' name. You're hungry all the time. Come out now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Unexpected losing weight. Come out now in Jesus Christ's name. I command you to go and lose those people now in Jesus Christ's name. Come out now. Dark patches over your skin. Come out now that are affiliated with diabetes. Come out now. You heal slowly. Come out now in Jesus' name. Come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I come against your vision of glory. Come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I command those spirits to go that loops itself with diabetes to come out now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I come against high blood pressure, low blood pressure, where anger, resentment, come on, temper tantrum, come out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. Come out of the head now in the mighty name of Jesus. I come against migraine headaches. Come out now in the mighty name of Jesus. Come on out, migraines. Come on. Come on out of the head now in Jesus Christ's name. Come out. The anger, the rage, the temper tantrum, all that loops itself together. Come out now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I come against right now someone may be dealing with a lymph nodes where you're not sure if it's cancer or not has come up on your body. I come against that right now in Jesus Christ's name, and I break the powers right now of the enemy, and I command them to loose you now in Jesus Christ's name. We speak to the lymph node that it would dry up, that it would resolve in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Right now, I sense around someone has to go and get some test results, and you're not sure what the outcome, but you have to believe the word of God, what he says in Jesus' name. But I speak right now to those tests that they would come back normal in Jesus Christ's name, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Right now, I speak healing all over your body in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we command those spirits to go now in Jesus Christ's name. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come against allergies again. There's a lot of allergies that's flaring up around this time of year. We come against the itching of the ears, the throat, the draining of the throat, the nasal passage. We come against it right now. We break your powers and we command those spirits to go and loose you now in Jesus Christ's name. We come against dry eyes. Come on, your eyes are dry and some of your eyes are just running. Come on, out of there. We come against cataracts right now in the name of Jesus. We break them off of you right now, and we speak life right now to your eyes so they will open up and you will see normal in Jesus Christ's name. We speak to it now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Come on, we come against, come on, problems with your teeth, with your gum. I'm sensing around someone that having some problems with their teeth and their gums. Come on out right now in Jesus Christ's name. There's been pain. You're not sure about if you can get a tooth pulled or you need to have some kind of surgery of the mouth in the name of Jesus. We speak healing to those gums. We speak healing to the nerves in the name of Jesus. And we ask right now the Holy Spirit would come in and do battle with you right now in those areas in Jesus Christ's name. We speak right now to arthritis, even in this time of the year where the bones in the joints and the ligaments and the nerves begin to act up. I speak life right now. I speak life to you in Jesus' name. We break off of you arthritis and the joints around the neck, the shoulders, the tendons, the muscles, and all down your leg and in your back, the sciatic nerve. We speak healing to those areas now in Jesus Christ's name. We speak healing to the hands where the hands been cramping up and sore. We speak the bursitis, inflammation of the bursa, in the name of Jesus. We speak it right now in the name of Jesus, that you will be healed in Jesus Christ's name, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I keep hearing healing around the neck and the shoulders, the tension. And also when you have a lot of tension around the nerves in my walk in the Lord, and dealing with this, it's been a lot of rejection coming in. You carrying unnecessary burdens. You try to carry all this thing on yourself. But I sense that the Lord is saying tonight that you release those burdens in me. Cast every care at my feet. The battle is not yours. It's the Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. We speak healing in those areas in Jesus Christ's name, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I come against right now someone having some problems with their feet, in the name of Jesus, where you having, I guess you would call it bone spurs. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Bone spurs, we speak to it right now. Bunions on the toes, can't hardly walk, the pain from the shoes or what's been you've been wearing too tight shoes or something been going on with your feet. We speak healing to your feet right now in Jesus Christ's name. And also, I speak to someone tonight where the enemy has been speaking lies to you, that you will not mount up to anything. All your life, you've been having hateful words been spoken to you. But I speak life to your situation tonight. I speak life in you tonight. You will rise up, sons and daughter, and you will walk into the things that God has called you and anointed you for. This is your time. This is your season. Even as Esther, it was her season. This is your time. And I speak to you tonight that you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Now, Lord, I thank you, and I give you all the praise and all the honor in Jesus' name. Do you have anything else?
I have one more last area. Pain. There's a lot of believers who say they're having pain in their body. I come against every pain spirit that's operating in your body. Pain in the back of the neck. Pain in the back of the neck. Come out now in Jesus' name. Body pain. Mental pain, come out, out of there now, yes, in Jesus' name. Yes. Every serpent, every viper, yes, that's causing spinal pain in your lower spine, come out of there now, in the name of Jesus. Yes. Come out of there now. Kundalini, come on, out of there now. Go, serpent power, go, in Jesus' name. Breastbone pain, pain in the breastbone, come out of there now, in Jesus' name. Sternum pain, go, out of there now, in Jesus' name. Disc, I come against the pain and a ruptured disc, come on, out of there now, go, where Jesus Christ send you. I come against ruptured disc, deteriorating disc. I ask the Father in Jesus' name to release a miracle in the area of that ruptured disc or that deteriorating disc, or that back pain, or that breastbone pain, or that neck pain, or that leg pain. I command right now in the name of Jesus the release of a creative miracle in the name of Jesus. All right. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Father, we thank you for the word of the Lord. We thank you for the participants, Lord. We thank you for the leadership. Father, we thank you for the Holy Spirit being with us, Lord, and the teachings that went forth and the deliverance that went forth. And Father, we continue to pray for the people for a release of a creative miracle in each and every one of your viewers here tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we take authority over any backlash right now, Lord, against any attacks on financial, vehicles, family, or even exiting this website. We pray, Lord, that the blood of Jesus Christ will cover them right now by faith in the name of Jesus. And Father, Lord, for the participation here, I pray we're in the time of dreams and visions, Joel 2, Acts 2. Yes. We're in the time, Lord, where you are speaking to your children. And I pray that, Lord, that you will visit many of them as they tonight as they leave here, Lord, that there are many unanswered questions, Lord, that I sense that many have. And I pray, Lord, that you will give them the destiny and the direction and the purpose that they need. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Now, Father, we minister to you. You are mighty God. You are wonderful God. You are God of a sweet smelling fragrance. We just love you so much tonight, Father. Yes, who you are, Jehovah Shammah, in Yeshua's name. We thank you, Lord, for your peace. We thank you for your purpose, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And one more, please. And Father God, I call upon you tonight, Lord, and even everyone that has even taken the jab, I release the creative miracle into their bodies, Lord.
Yes.
Release the creative miracle in their DNA and even their bloodstream. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. I'm going to release it back to the director in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Father God. And now, Lord, I ask that you send your mighty angels of war to encamp around everyone that was at this meeting tonight.
Yes.
And go with them as they go home or in their home. Guard them, Lord. Drive out the enemy that tries to come and take away your blessings in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the holy name of Jesus. Speak, amen. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
All the great things you have done tonight for us. All the great things you're going to do tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next day to those who love you.
Yes, yes.
Those who cry out, Abba, Abba, Abba. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. We cry out to you. We cry out for your mercy, your healing, your loving kindness, your love that is beyond all measure. We cry out to you in the name of Jesus. Amen. And go in peace. Go in peace. And we thank you. And we will see you in the morning at 10 o'clock Central Time. anybody have anything else to say? Deborah?
We just thank God for everybody being on today. And we pray that you have a wonderful evening and be back in the morning at 10 a.m. Amen. And Jerry McGee will be the speaker in the morning. God bless everyone.
God bless.
God bless you all. And we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Love you guys.
Love you guys.
Love you all. God bless you.
Love you too.
Love you all. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bless you all.
Thank you,
man.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless you.
Thank you, Kerna, for that mighty word tonight that you have given us.
God bless you.
Thank you.
For the things that the Lord has given you, the dreams and the visions that you have shared with us tonight. Thank you. God bless you too. God bless the two of you. God bless you.
Amen and amen.
Thank you.
Confirmation.
I'm sorry, what?
Thank you for the confirmation. The prayer is confirmation.
Yes. Yes. You know, it's hard to just say good night.
Good night, y'all.
There's so many things that we could say that the Lord has done for us. So many things, like in my life. Who knew that I would be brought to this day for such a time as this to speak word of the living God, to bring forth what God has brought to the camp and what God has done through the years and the people that have come through this camp.
Yes.
Those who have forgotten the teaching, he is awakening them right now. He is awakening them and saying it is time to stand up and go into battle. It is time now. The battle is ours, and we are going to go and take our territory back in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
America belongs to the Lord.
Yes, yes, Lord. Yes.
The Jezebel and the Baal, Jezebel and the Baal spirits that are trying to bring a Marxist socialist system into this country is going to fail in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you all. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you, Merrill.
Thank you. Amen.
You're welcome, Kevin. You're welcome.
Okay. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. God bless.
Bye.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.